This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have an announcement to make. For those of you who want to get those free home COVID test kits, the government is now releasing a third round of COVID test kits that you can. I didn't know there was a second round. Apparently it was in March. My bad. I would have made that announcement, but I didn't know about it. All I do know is this is the third round of COVID free home test kits that you can have access to. Be nice. You know, they're not that bad. These home test kits, I get they're from China. I don't know. Maybe they learned their lesson and they have some made in America home test kits coming our way. But apparently, you know, the Biden administration, they need more, they want to get more funding for COVID. And apparently they have extra test kits. So every American household, if they want, can now apply for 8 test kits. They're going to give you 8 of them. Now, well, not 8 test kits. Each kit may have 2 tests, so maybe 4 kits, but 8 test strips will go to your house. So, you know, don't all, you know, storm the website at once, but the website, I ordered them. I'll tell you why I ordered the COVID test, even though they could be from China. I'll tell you why. First, the website is covidtest.gov. COVID, do I have to spell COVID? Tests.gov. All right. And if not, I have an article on my website, on my Facebook and Twitter. For some of you guys saying, look, I'm not going to, you know, get these test kits. Here's my thing. A lot of you guys said that and you used them. And I know you used them. Because what happened is after Omicron, when you started to feel sick in April, May, and you had an event and you had graduation coming, and then now we have vacations, you're using them. And here's another reason why some of you are using them is because some of you want to take a cruise, want to take a trip to the Bahamas, want to go maybe out of the country, and you will still want to be able to get back into the country without testing positive for COVID because we still have, I believe, those rules in place. So you want to know before you leave town if you're going to trigger a test to be positive. So a lot of you guys are doing it for poops and giggles. Do I think these test kits put nano sensors in you? I don't. And the reason why I don't, and trust me, I've heard every theory, and I'm not close-minded to theories, because as I said, what's originally disinformation is proven sometimes true, like UFOs. Like penicillin, you're using a fungus to fight bacteria. And then lo and behold, wow, looks like that is something that could be done. So I get that, you know, with very shady governments and shady origins for this virus, I understand why there might be conspiracy theories. I don't necessarily have to believe them. I don't have to promote them. But I understand, you know, everybody has, you know, their opinion. But the reason why I don't think there would be these, you know, nanoparticles or tracings or things like that is because already we're being traced. Already we're being watched. Our phones listen to us. Our computers can spy on us. There's satellite. There's drones. There's CCTV. There's, you know, we are always on camera anyway. So I don't really see the practicality of having certain tracking devices or you know, ways to spy on you in your house. Do you really want to see me play Candy Crush? Do you really want to see me go to the bathroom? I mean, that's not that exciting. If somebody really wants to know what a person's doing, they really want to spy on a public official, then, you know, you access their computer. They hack into the computer. They hack into their phone. That tells a lot more about a person than them, you know, plucking eyebrow hairs at home. And then in terms of you being infected, you know, people say, well, gosh, these test kits could infect you and they could put something into your body. We already have COVID. I mean, we already have a virus that was supposed to be in a lab. And apparently the first SARS outbreak was a lab leak, according to Singapore's investigation. So we already have a virus that got to us, that keeps getting to us. So, why do they have to also, I just don't see the practicality of it. My mind is open for theories, you know, like I said, one day disinformation is another day, you know, held in a congressional hearing, such as what we're seeing with UFOs. But I got the test kits because I don't know if I'm going to need to travel. I don't know if I'm going to be, you know, at a party. I just want to know that I'm not, you know, going to be contagious with something. How's the false negative rate? Well, some studies are saying, oh, there's very little false negative rate, meaning if you don't have it and it says you're negative, you could trust it. That's not what I'm seeing. I'm seeing people are taking their at-home tests. Oh, my at-home test is negative. My at-home test is negative. Then a week later, oh, I was positive. So I do believe that there are false negativity rates, which means if you do get a negative at-home COVID test, you need to follow it up with a PCR if you still have symptoms or another test. But if it's positive, if your COVID test is positive and you have symptoms, I would trust it's positive. So are these tests coming our way made in China? Well, they'll take about a week to get there. Each kit has two tests. And the lab is the iHealth Labs in Sunnyvale, California. iHealth Labs in Sunnyvale, California is a subsidiary, and it distributes, but it's a subsidiary of China's Andon Health. That's why it says made in China. So iHealth Lab is a subsidiary of Andon Health, a Chinese home health product manufacturer that typically functions as an original equipment manufacturer that makes products marketed under other brands. iHealth Connected, this is according to Fierce Biotech, iHealth Connected health products are a step beyond traditional devices made by the Andon parent company. And they say the iHealth business is slated to function ultimately as an independent company. Now, before everybody gets their panties all in a bunch, remember, most of our stuff comes from China. Most of our medical equipment, our generics, comes from China. So don't be shocked that the test kits do, because we rely on China for so much already, which needs to change. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
I want a new drug.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we started to talk about this in the first hour, how the shooter in Buffalo, an 18-year-old boy, that gunned down multiple African-Americans in a supermarket, let, I believe, one white clerk go. I think he did shoot a couple white people, but for the most part, gunned down people in a race, hate-filled, prompted crime. We are starting to hear from family members that COVID might have played a role. And I think that this definitely deserves some discussion. Because I don't want COVID blamed for somebody being racist and committing a hate crime. But COVID played a role in a different way that I don't think people realize. So, first and foremost, this was an 18-year-old kid, and I'm sorry, 18-year-old, to me, you're still a kid, Peyton Gendron, who kind of staked out this grocery store, had allegedly racist leanings and posts, a 180-page manifesto, and his accusation of murdering 10 people as a racist hate crime, I think, is without, you know, question, the path that needs to be pursued. He fired at least 50 shots in a supermarket in upstate New York. He has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, is held without bail, faces life in prison. And according to a cousin of his mother, Sandra Komaroff, she told New York Post, "I have no idea how he could have gotten caught up in this. I blame it on COVID." She says he was very paranoid about getting COVID. Now, this is what's very interesting, which I'm going to expand on. She says this boy was very paranoid about getting COVID. His friends would joke that he would wear a hazmat suit. He was always trying to protect himself from COVID. Then he got COVID a few weeks ago. He went to family functions with a respirator mask on. He didn't want to get COVID, and then he got COVID, even though the family was, quote-unquote, vaxxed to the mask. She says, "I don't know if it was a bad case. I just know he caught COVID." And she added, noting that the teen bought into the fear of COVID. That's the only way to say it. When you're home all day on the internet, you're missing out on human contact. There's a lot of emotions, a lot of body language, and you're not getting is when you see their face. She said, in summary, despite the racism, the manifesto, and all that, she's saying he got COVID. And he was afraid to get COVID. He got COVID. Now, to you and I, you shooting up a supermarket, you going up, you know, up against, race and, you know, gunning down people because of their race, and gunning down people for any reason. Okay, you lack any sort of mental health that is appropriate. You need help. And the concept of he was fine until he got COVID. COVID can mess with your mind. It can make you delusional. It can cause an encephalitis. But I'm sorry, it sounds like he was staking this place out for a while. It sounds like he, you know, he had a manifesto. If he might have had months of anti-black rhetoric, I can't say that him getting COVID a few weeks ago caused him to snap. Maybe in theory some people might, you know, lose it, and people can lose it, but to do a murderous crime, this was planned out. So he obviously had mental illness. But what I want to bring up about where I really think COVID has a horrible culpability in a lot of the crimes we have. Well, one is people can wear masks. You know, now, I mean, the olden days, if you saw somebody with a mask and most of their face covered, that was a guy about to rob a bank or a girl about to rob a bank. Now it's, oh, COVID. So all these people that are doing crimes, they're wearing masks. Now, luckily, you know, some of our technology is able to catch the person, like that guy that raped a woman in an elevator in New York. He was wearing a mask, but they caught him. So, you know, it sounds like our technology could hopefully overcome. But one is, COVID has now allowed every criminal to wear a mask and cover their face and slow down being identified. Number two, the one thing COVID did, which I will never forgive because it makes our jobs harder, is it normalized paranoia, it normalized obsessiveness, it normalized discrimination. And those are things that we would have never allowed. So when one of my Mississippi families that I take care of, that you know, would, let's say, call into telemedicine, tells me that they were refused access to a restaurant because they weren't vaccinated, but the restaurant had white people in there that was vaccinated, you're telling me a black family was turned away from a restaurant? Well, because of COVID and the vaccine. Okay, that's discrimination. You're turning away a family that you know, has you know, maybe some cultural beliefs and concerns about vaccination, and discrimination became allowed all of a sudden. And then the paranoia and the obsessiveness. There were so they're saying that this boy was so completely paranoid about getting COVID. So before COVID, if somebody was like, I don't want a germ, I'm scared of this. Yeah, I mean, we might have maybe diagnosed him with some obsessive compulsive or whatever. You know, but if they couldn't go out, if they didn't want to be around other people, we would start to evaluate them for agoraphobia, you know, issues with social settings, fear of pathogens. Do they see them? Do they feel them? Are they having hallucinations? And we would evaluate their paranoia to see if they had underlying schizophrenia or other sorts of mental illness. Now with COVID, when somebody, and I got to tell you, I mean, people are like, stand back, you're not 6 feet. You know, your mask is falling. That was normal behavior. People have been walking around going, don't come in. You got to show me your vaccine card. Or, oh my gosh, you just sneezed. I mean, the paranoia around COVID and somebody not being vaccinated or the paranoia of the vaccines has now been normalized. It's okay if somebody freaks out and screams at you to leave a place of business despite your color and your race because of COVID. So where I find COVID culpable in this Buffalo shooting is we have people with mental illness that prior to COVID would be like, you know what? I think I want you seen and evaluated just to make sure we're not missing something else. And now because of COVID, if that behavior was normalized, you have a kid going, I don't want to go anywhere. I'm scared of COVID. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to. Okay. A teenager doesn't freak out about gonorrhea or chlamydia. They want to have sex. They want to kiss. They want to share beer. They share blunts. The average kid. Now, you do have some very, very smart kids. You know, very intelligent kids that are, interestingly, you know, on the spectrum, who are like, look, you know, I don't want germs. I think it's stupid to be smoking, you know, with you. I don't want to do that. And I give them power. I'm not saying they're abnormal. When you have, you know, I have nieces and nephews on the spectrum. And, you know, if they don't want to share somebody's drink, that's smart. But what I'm saying is the average kid, you know, the average one out there isn't horribly panicked. Unless, of course, they lost a family member or they lost a friend to it. But you just don't normally see that behavior. So if you do see it, you start to go, okay, you know what? Let's kind of make sure, you know, there's not some other underlying issues. So I've seen people act very paranoid and obsessive, overly obsessive. And I let it go. I'm like, all right, it's COVID. Do your thing. That's between you, your doctor, and your family. But when people say, oh, my child was normal, or the child was normal, and then he just snapped and shot up a bunch of African Americans in a supermarket, really? Were they normal? And so any future public health issue, and we're going to have a lot, multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, drug-resistant gonorrhea, Zika, Ebola, a new pathogen that might be leaked from a lab as well. Who knows? If we continue to spur this whole paranoia and this, you know, the bias and the discrimination and the vilifying people, then we're going to miss a lot of mental illness and possibly miss somebody who could have blatant, you know, issues, but we blow it off because, well, it's COVID. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are in Buffalo, New York on Tuesday. The Bidens visited the memorial at the Tops Market where this weekend's shooting took place. They plan to meet with families privately. President Biden speaking at the 41st National Peace Officer Memorial Service over the weekend.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. The hearts are heavy once again, but a resolve must never ever waver.
Also from the White House, U.S. households can request 8 more free at-home COVID-19 tests, which will arrive in their mailboxes. Biden has requested an additional $22 billion from Congress to buy vaccines and therapeutics to prepare for a fall spike in cases. However, lawmakers have balked at the price tag. You're listening to USA Radio News. The city of Chicago is bumping up its curfew after more violence over the weekend. Kenny Burns reports.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says the new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 vaccine booster for healthy kids ages 5 to 11. Some people, including those 50 years of age and older, can choose a second booster. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So crime has basically been plaguing now most of the states. And everybody's trying to crack down, whether it's in New York, whether it's in Virginia, whether it's in Illinois. There was a Dallas hair salon shooting. FBI is probing. We're being told that police have arrested a suspect in a Dallas hair salon shooting. This happened last week where three women of Korean descent were killed and or were injured. And, you know, these like what we saw with the Orange County, the Taiwanese church. And so whether these crimes are racially motivated or whether these crimes are random and people just want to shoot, or if it's that there's motives where people know them. We are being plagued by it. And people always ask, why is there more crime now? Now, it's a little tricky. I believe crime is up. There's statistics that are out there. But we also are hearing about it. I get updates all the time, and I hear of shootings and fatal scuffles that happen almost daily where I live. And so, you know, we hear about what happens in Chicago. We hear about what happens in New York. But I do believe these things are getting bloodier. You know, somebody just pushing somebody in front of a moving train. You know, coming into a hair salon and shooting, coming into, you know, these are things that either, you know, people are not afraid of dying, getting caught, going to jail, or they want to hurt as many people as possible. You do just wonder if people are just losing it. Well, Mayor Lightfoot of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, has announced new restrictions for minors. And she's going to start curfews. And from what we understand, she wants to try to crack down on, you know, her city crime, as well as protect kids. The problem is the ACLU is not a fan of it. So according to Fox News, ACLU said in a statement to ANC7 on Monday, curfews and bans create group culpability for young people, whether they are there to enjoy the sights and sounds of downtown, or something else. She said the vague description, relying on an undefined responsible adult allowing young people to be present in the park and the promise of strict enforcement, will result in unnecessary stops and arrests and further strain relations between Chicago Police Department and young people of color. The statement comes the same day Lightfoot had announced additional restrictions for minors in the city, including a 10 p.m. general weekend curfew to the 6 p.m. public park curfew. She says we have to end this pipeline of young people to the graveyard. Lightfoot added that the Chicago police will exhaust all of their efforts before they take law enforcement actions, meaning they would, ask them to leave, ask them to go home, come on guys, there's a curfew, that kind of thing. But it does imply that now there's going to be interactions between police and individuals, and what's dangerous, where we keep on seeing issues, is the resisting. You know, I mean, how many times has a cop said, what are you guys doing here? We're leaving, see ya. But when it's, I'm not going anywhere. What? I have rights. I have this. No, I'm not going to go with you. I'm not going to get in your car. I'm not going to, and then there's interactions that sadly escalate. And so I understand why the ACLU, and I understand why many groups don't want the initial interaction between a police officer and a person, because that initial interaction obviously could escalate. I just would like to see a lot more education and, you know, proactive campaigning against the escalation. You know, it's a shame. That woman, that female officer that thought she had a taser and shot that person fleeing the scene, horrific crime, horrible. The suspect should have never died. But you also go back saying, well, the suspect should have just stood there when they were handcuffing. Instead, apparently they were struggling with the handcuffs, so he's like, you know what, I'm out of here. And then he runs and bails, and as he's escaping, boom. You know, we keep seeing this time and time again. And I get people don't want to be in custody. I get if you're not, you know, if you can't get your medications or you can't, you know, be from your home. I get nobody wants to go to jail. But I see this, you know, like what was it out of Wendy's where somebody was resisting arrest, starts running, and then turns and points a laser at the cop. Well, the cop thought it was a gun, so shot him. And you go back on, but if he never would have run, then he wouldn't have decided to try. I don't, you know, and it's just frustrating because, you know, as a mom, as a citizen, I don't want to see anybody shot. I don't want to see anybody killed. So I get that the ACLU is saying, look, You know, if you start the curfew, then there's going to be an interaction. If there's an interaction, somebody could start mouthing off, or somebody could try to resist arrest, and then it could start ending up in a chase, and then there could be a horrible outcome. And also maybe a problem is lack of ability of police officers to maintain a suspect. I mean, what happened with the George Floyd case was so tragic. George Floyd should never have died. But people wonder, why couldn't they keep him in the police car? How did he get out of the back of the police car? How did four officers not be able to restrain him and get him into the police car? You know, and I mean, God bless our police officers, but, you know, when you see that one, you know, gentleman, you know, be able to get out of the handcuffs, I thought he used to be able to put handcuffs on fairly quickly. I get it's hard. People are moving, I understand what police are go through is difficult, but maybe that's another form of training, how to get the restraint done to prevent the resisting of arrest. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I just don't want to see people die. Well, 16-year-old Shondell Holiday was shot and killed in Chicago's Millennium Park on Saturday. This apparently punctuated a night where several disturbances and large crowds of teens were reported in the downtown area. I don't want to see any child shot or killed. A 17-year-old boy was arrested in connection with the shooting. Police made several other arrests of minors that resulted in the confiscation of multiple firearms. Lightfoot said that the tragedy highlights the need for the city to take action to protect young people, noting that curfews are not a new concept for the city. She said, we had a curfew that has been in effect since 1992. She said, when she was a teenager, she knew to return home when the streetlights came on. The mayor announced when the 11 p.m. curfew that has been in place for three decades would now be adjusted to 10 p.m. Lightfoot argued that the vast majority of young people that gather downtown have no nefarious intent, saying many that were present for the shooting on Saturday were likely just trying to enjoy a nice summer evening. But then the scene quickly devolved into chaos and violence. And so, you know, it's the Chicago Police Department, God bless them for, you know, trying to keep the city safe. It's no easy task. And, you know, if cities are plagued by crimes and people are getting shot and killed, you know, mayors, it's going to be on the mayors. Already Lightfoot has received a slew of criticism for not cracking down on crime. So one tool is curfews. But then, you know, what happens when somebody violates it or somebody says, to heck with this? And so it's a bad situation all around. I just worry because I think we have already a very exhausted, you know, police force and you know, first responders with COVID and everything else going on. And, you know, I don't really see, you know, people dying to graduate high school and get into the, you know, police academy or graduate college. And, you know, the reluctancy with everything going on, you know, and your life being at risk, it's not a good situation. So that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have another video of Putin, this time with his foot looking all crazy and contorting. So according to Insider, Business Insider, this foot twitch sets off even more speculation about his health. It's his left foot. He's in a meeting on May 16th with Tajik President Emomali Rahman at the Kremlin. And as he's talking, his left leg everts and then inverts back. And I mean, I get wanting to stretch out your ankle and popping it, but it just doesn't look like he's trying to pop his ankle. It's ridiculous what we're doing here. You know, I mean, we got this you know, crazy madman that's, you know, causing, you know, genocide and havoc in the world, possibly starting World War III. And, you know, we're looking at every single bit of evidence we can on, you know, what could be wrong with him. So he's just sitting there, he taps his foot, and then it looks like he everts it. And it could just be he's popping his ankle because he didn't look like he was trying to hide it. But it could also be some involuntary movement of his foot and leg that he was unaware of. You know, if he has numbness. One thing we have seen is him have a limp, and it seems like he has an issue with his left lower extremity. So it could be that he has arthritis. Yeah, I'm more worried about the weird hand twitching, and I was worried about the lip licking that we saw when he was in Easter Mass in Moscow on Easter. So I think he has enough medical issues going on to comprise us being concerned that, you know, he is not completely healthy and, you know, this could be affecting his mentation when it comes to why would he be doing what he's doing to Ukraine. So this foot twitch, I'm not overly overwhelmed because, I mean, I thought his hand twitching and lip licking was a lot more pathognomonic of Parkinson's or some sort of side effect to antipsychotic medicines that he could be on. I told you I could tell that he's wearing makeup, and when the makeup is on him and it's missing some spots, he looks very pale in the spots where the makeup is missing. A far cry from when he would be sitting on a horse, shirtless, trying to show that he was the epitome of health and this whole bare-chested thing he liked to do. You know, he's going to be turning 70. And he seems to be having some interesting medical issues. I wouldn't be surprised if he has Parkinson's. That was rumored 2 years ago. We spoke about how he was rumored to have Parkinson's before he was even considering World War III. So, and I call it World War III because he really is threatening the instability of the whole entire nation. And if China decides to take advantage and, you know, the Taliban in Afghanistan and all sorts of other, groups that go, you know what, this might be a good time because everybody's distracted. It could sadly put us in a huge instability, not only economic but militarily, that then causes us to have to be pulled in multiple directions and drawing multiple other countries in. In fact, Putin says Europe's Russia sanctions tantamount to quote-unquote economic suicide. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday, according to Al Jazeera, said the oil sector was undergoing a tectonic change and claimed Europe would be committing economic suicide with its sanctions on Moscow over Ukraine. As Europe is trying to phase out Russian energy supplies, Putin says Russia is just going to hurt themselves, urging state officials to use ill-thought-out moves by the West to the country's advantage. He told an energy meeting that Europe would see higher energy prices and higher inflation as a result of its actions. Of course, such an economic suicide is a domestic affair of the European countries, he said to Putin. And, you know, I am not the most, shall we say, economically savvy, but I think we all understand the gravity of the situation when you have Ukraine not being able to be a part of their export and commerce to the degree that we were, the cutting off of Russia, who is a major player to Europe, and our dependency on China. It's not the best situation for any of us. That's why we didn't want any of this to begin. And so, you know, on top of that, what they're doing to Ukrainians, killing them, sending them off to camps, allegedly, this is a horrific scene. And in fact, it looks like Mariupol has surrendered. We are having reports that Ukrainian troops have had to be evacuated from Mariupol. And sadly, we don't know what's going to happen with the survivors that are found and held as prisoners.
Sadly, we're hearing cases of rape and gang rape and torture. Mykola Kulichenko said he shouldn't be alive to tell this story, but he is. He's Ukrainian, and he was on the side of a remote road in the northern Chernihiv region of Ukraine, and his two brothers were buried, as well as him, 3.5 weeks after the war began. All three had been shot. He was the only one to survive. He said it's like being resurrected. He's 33 years old. So apparently when Russia came in and bombed, he lived with his two brothers, Yevhen and Dmytro, along with his sister Irina, who wasn't home that day and hasn't forgiven herself because she lost her brothers. And who knows what would have happened to her, though. But three soldiers told the brothers to kneel in the front yard. They searched the home looking for anything that would link them to a convoy that was bombed. The Russian column was bombed. According to Mykola, once they found the military medals their grandfather owned in a military bag belonging to the 30-year-old Yevhen, who was a paratrooper, the soldiers thought that there was something that was hidden there. So they were driven to a basement. They were interrogated for 3 days. Mykola kept hoping that the Russians would release him, but on the fourth day, their mood changed. Along with his brothers, they were tortured until he lost consciousness. They were blindfolded, hands and legs bound with tape, driven in a military vehicle, according to CNN, by five Russian soldiers to a desolate plot of land, told to kneel blindfold. A pit was dug. He heard a shot behind him, and then his elder brother died next. The younger one died, and then he thought he was next. But the bullet entered his cheek and exited his right ear, so he played dead. Now, I would have been screaming and writhing in pain and shaking and whatever, but luckily he was able to play dead. So then they threw all the bodies into a pit, covered them with earth, and left. He can't say how long he was buried alive, but that his hands and legs were still bound. Somehow he was able to maneuver out under his brother's corpse back to the land of the living. He said it was hard for him to breathe, his brother on top of him, but he used his arms. He was able to push his brother off to the side of the pit, then climbed out. Went to the nearest house. A woman took him in, cared for him. He was able to get back to his sister, who was waiting at their father's home. Horrible. Just horrible. And these are the stories. And this wasn't a story from World War II. This is a story now, in 2022, just weeks ago. The Donetsk region was just hit by a missile. They said a five-story building in town was hurt, a person killed, a 9-year-old boy seriously injured, so the fighting still continues. Finland and Sweden are going to submit their NATO application on Wednesday. They're also going to meet. They're going to come to the White House as they seek to join NATO. Turkey, thus far, is the first country and maybe the only one who is not on board with them joining. They do need all countries to approve. So they are going to need other countries to convince Turkey and any other country that wants to decline their admission. We'll keep you guys posted. But as we know right now, more buses are leaving Mariupol's Azovstal plant. And it appears that, Ukraine is not able to hold that city anymore. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.